Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
12 Democrats who want to win the White House on a stage in Ohio for a debate last night. Here's a clash between Beto O'Rourke and Pete Buttigieg on gun control.
Listening to my fellow Americans, to those moms who demand action, to those students who march for our lives, who in fact came up with this extraordinary bold peace plan that calls for mandatory buybacks, let's follow their inspiration and lead and not be limited by the polls.
Mayor Buttigieg,
the problem isn't the polls, the problem is the policy. And I don't need lessons from you on courage, political or personal. Everyone on this stage is determined to get something done.
Vice President Mike Pence and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo are now on their way to Turkey, hoping to negotiate a break in the fighting between Turkish forces and Kurds in northern Syria. However, Turkey's vice president has just said there will be no ceasefire. And this is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow Premium Pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special and use my promo code USA.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits.
Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
A huge fire at a Northern California refinery facility is under control after an explosion tore through fuel storage tanks there late yesterday north of Oakland. New information about the death of a Texas woman in her home over the weekend when a Fort Worth police officer shot and killed her. The woman's nephew says she pointed a gun at the window just before now former officer Aaron Dean fired that shot that killed the 28-year-old woman. Fort Worth Interim Police Chief Ed Krause says it makes sense that the woman would have a gun if she felt threatened or if someone was in the backyard. A lawyer for the family says it was a type of police response that was to blame for the woman's death.
Who sent the equivalent of a SWAT team to respond to a wellness call in a black community? Who put this family in this predicament? Former Officer Dean is certainly responsible and should be held accountable, but so should the system.
Former Officer Aaron Dean is facing a murder charge. This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Police are investigating after two people were found dead at the Santa Barbara, California home of an actor. An elderly woman reportedly murdered Tuesday night at the home of actor Ron Eli, best known for playing Tarzan in the 60s TV show. Law enforcement officials say they got a call about a family disturbance, and Santa Barbara sheriff's deputy shot and killed a suspect involved with the woman's death. But investigators say Eli is safe. General Motors CEO Mary Barra and the president of GM Mark Royce are getting involved now in the contract talks with United Auto Workers Union officials, and that has striking GM workers hoping they'll soon have a new contract. Yesterday's bargaining session was the second time that Barra had been at the table in just the past week, and the strike is now in its fifth week, GM losing more than $1 billion so far. Local union presidents from across the nation have been called in to meet with UAW leaders tomorrow. And the Washington Nationals are going to the World Series after beating the St. Louis Cards 7-4 last night to complete a four-game sweep in that National League Championship Series. The Nats batting around in a seven-run first inning. Nationals utility man Howie Kendrick is the NLCS most valuable player. Kendrick had 5 hits in the series, including 4 doubles. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. We got James Harrison, yes, the best-selling author, media, and legal analyst, joining us right now. Hey, Mr. James, how are we doing, buddy?
Doing well. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing terrific, but all eyes on China, man. Boy, I'll tell you, you know, here we are talking possible trade ramifications with them. They're building military islands in the Pacific. They're beating their chest. The sanctions obviously having some effect, getting them a little cranky. The NBA realizing that tennis shoes are more important to them than principle. And, you know, wow. Are we going to ever be able to make a deal with China? I don't know that they're really willing to, come into the greater international community and be nice here.
Well, I think the Trump administration smartly is breaking the deal into pieces, mm-hmm. and that they have made a partial deal. And so what they're going to do is peel away, allow China to save face by incremental moves. And so as China makes a positive move in a direction, then some of the sanctions will be throttled down. Mm-hmm. Some of the tariffs will be throttled down. This is quite brilliant. I'm optimistic. I think mm-hmm. China wants to become the preeminent superpower. They have a that kind of mentality in their leadership, and they know that having the world's biggest economy really helps in that regard. And if they continue down this road, their economy will shrink and they will move back to, not just second class status, more like third class status. Mm-hmm. And their ruling party is very ambitious and it's in their best interest to play ball. At the same point, though, they would love to see a Democrat president in the Oval Office, and they will, in fact, cooperate with the Democrat Party and try to get Trump out of office, and he knows that. Mm-hmm. That's what part of the playing field that he's on, which actually shows, just how actually courageous this president is, willing to take on this issue with this that no other president has taken on, and
exactly.
allowed China mm-hmm. get into the WTO to get these advantages in world trade and in a position to basically con the rest of the world with manipulating their currency, stealing intellectual property, and continuing to abuse human rights, which isn't which unfortunately isn't part of this negotiation, nor can it be, the human rights side, but the intellectual property is, and the currency manipulation, and other unfair trade practices that the PRC has been engaging in.
Mm-hmm. How much movement are we going to be able to get? Like you said, I agree that Trump and the administration has been very wise in bifurcating and sectionalizing their approach in this because it allows China to have some face. But boy, I'll tell you, they're going to be tough. They're tough at the bargaining table, especially as we expected and suspected that they are waiting to see if there'd be a new management in town, because Trump is calling them to question here, and he's able to do this with a sense of independence that heretofore, you know, China hasn't had to worry about, because they could pay people off. Obviously, they paid off Joe Biden and the Obama administration. I mean, that's what's coming out rather clear. I mean, I don't know how that can be denied. Do you?
Yeah, no, it can't. I think what's happening is that, well, first of all, we have to look at the media will not report what is going on with the trade deal with China, except to say that it's no good.
Mm-hmm.
They say, well, China's won on this deal. Investors hate this phase one deal, on and on. As always, the mainstream media always spins everything that the Trump administration does in a negative way. But China has agreed to even more than basically double its annual purchases of U.S. agriculture. And they're still negotiating, but there are other concessions that deal with intellectual property. And this is in exchange for, as I said, ratcheting down or not adding tariffs to the burden of China.
Mm-hmm.
This is a huge thing, and particularly it's a huge thing for the election, because guess what it affects? Agriculture.
Yes.
So it affects Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
It affects parts of the Midwest. It affects places where the Democrats have districts that they want to win. So
it's kind of amazing, because even in those districts, it's like, what have the Democrats done for you? I mean, let's set all the bullets that, you know, farmers and some of these sectors have been taking. For the most part, yes, it's uncomfortable, and some of it has been painful. And yes, they'd much rather work than get, you know, government subsidies. We get it, and they get it too, ultimately. But it's like, look at you guys have been complaining about this for a long time. China has been stealing your lunch like a bunch of, you know, grammar school bullies, and now you've got somebody who can come back and push back on the bullies and you know, fight your cause for you. And we've got to overcome it. I mean, it took a while to get here and to be this abused, and it's going to take a while to untangle, but you've got somebody who at least is championing your cause. Which Democrat in history has championed your cause?
That's right. Well, what you ask what the Democrats are doing,
mm-hmm.
and it's very obvious. The Democrats have been engaged in what Matt Taibbi, who, by the way, is a left-wing writer for Rolling Stone, who couldn't get an article published in the Rolling Stone, that he talks about a continuous coup. And he chastises the left because the left is not paying attention to the real attack on democracy that is coming from the Democrat Party. Democrat Party, with their friends in the bureaucracy, with their friends in the media, are trying to overturn an election,
mm-hmm.
are trying and have been from probably from the moment that Donald Trump became the presumptive nominee. They've been trying to overturn the primary. They did it with Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton, but they're trying to do it. And using the media and this unseemly visual that we get on CNN, where we see ex-intel officers
mm-hmm.
acting as pundits on CNN and telling continuous lies and obviously getting their information from places like the CIA, NSA, FBI.
James, we got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there when we come back. More from James Herson after this.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middle man, and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years, so now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
Looking for high-speed internet where you live but are out of reach of cable and fiber options? Look no further. High-speed internet is now available in your area. As your local authorized HughesNet retailer, Whole Home Connect makes it easy to get the high-speed internet you need with blazing fast speeds, unlimited data with no hard data limits, with built-in Wi-Fi for as little as $2 a day. Act now and for a limited time, get free standard installation and free equipment with HughesNet from Whole Home Connect. You'll enjoy internet service that lets you do more of everything you want to do online, like shopping, surfing, and staying in touch. Call Whole Home Connect and see for yourself why HughesNet is America's number one choice for satellite internet.
800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. That's 800-696-6902.
Hey, millennials, know what you believe and why. Bill Martinez Live.
This is your time, your phone.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I am Bill Martinez at 19 minutes after the top of the hour. James Herson, New York Times bestselling author, media and legal analyst, continues with us. James, the whole complicity of the deep state, along with the media and the Democratic Party en masse, not in totality, but the majority of the left wing of the Democratic Party, which is, you know, going along, and they have done everything they can. I mean, you talk about creating a constitutional crisis. This has totally been on their watch, at their doorstep. They own this crisis, do they not?
They own it. They have created their own government in exile, an unelected government.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And it includes people who are ex-officials, who are inside the media. There have been so many anonymous stories sourced by these anonymous officials within the government. And we keep running across these people in the bureaucracy who are essentially people that hate the president, want to bring him down. And now we see this whole hoax. We went from a Russia hoax to a Ukrainian hoax. And it's, you know, it's corrupt from top to bottom.
Exactly.
And the guy who's running the investigation is Adam Schiff, who went on TV and said he had secret evidence that the president of the United States was an agent of Vladimir Putin. He had evidence. He had the goods.
Mm.
He lied.
Yes.
He now went on TV and said that he had not been in contact with the so-called whistleblower that the whole Ukrainian investigation is based on, and we now find out that was a lie. He fabricated the conversation between the president and the president of Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
He completely fabricated a dialogue that never took place. It has nothing to do with the actual transcript. Then he says it was a parody.
Yes.
Under any normal circumstances, this man by a decent political party would be asked to step down from his chairmanship and possibly resign
mm-hmm.
his congressional seat.
Right.
This Democrat Party's become depraved, immoral, and doesn't care about norms or democracy, representative government,
mm-hmm.
or the republic.
And, well, and I don't want to hear transparency from them, James, because look what they're doing now. Everything's behind closed doors. It's secretive. It's all manipulation. We're getting worked big time. I'll tell you, the report from John Durham and Bill Barr cannot come soon enough, because this needs to be brought to the forefront once and for all. Let's open up the body. Let the truth come out. You know, Joe Biden says, yeah, we got to follow the facts. Okay. Well, are you ready? Because the facts are coming, and the truth is going to be out here, and all the accusations, all this displacement and finger-pointing and deflection that has been put on the Republicans, it's going to be proven that the very thing that the Democrats have been accusing the Republicans are the very thing that they've been doing. We've seen enough of this already, James. I mean, there's so much smoke coming from their camp that it's like, how can people think anything but that it is the Democrats, it is of their doing, and the very thing they've been accusing the Republicans of are the very things they're guilty of?
No, that's true. And look, we have seen in print media, cable news, broadcast media, we have these people that used to be inside the government bureaucracy in either law enforcement or intelligence. And now they're out there
mm-hmm.
getting paid as so-called news contributors. And this is unseemly.
Yes, it is.
I mean, you know, we know James Clapper. We know James Comey's doing it. We know
Brennan,
yeah. Andrew McCabe, Michael Morell, Michael Hayden. It just, the list goes on, and they're all with MSNBC and CNN.
Mm-hmm.
And essentially what they are sources of leaks.
Mm-hmm.
And to try, wall-to-wall coverage to try to take down Trump. So, you know, this guy, this lefty says, you may be disturbed by Trump, and he is. He's not a Trump lover.
Right.
But you see, you got to be more disturbed by the continuous coup.
Yes.
And the fact that they move from one bankrupt fraud to another bankrupt fraud to try to, and we're only a little more than a year from our process of election. If you really felt that Donald Trump should be removed from the White House, then we have an entire year to campaign to get him out of there and vote for the alternative. But they don't believe. The Democrat Party and the deep state, the bureaucracy, does not believe they can beat Trump.
Well, especially when they see the rallies, James. Look at the thousands of people that are showing up. Even in the face of Antifa and other antagonists, hey, they're wearing their red hats and their red shirts, and they're coming to a Donald Trump rally, and look at them. I mean, the Democrats have got to be shaking, and again, the echo of one Al Green, which you and I have talked about, who said the only way that they could beat Donald Trump is to impeach him.
No, and the thing they understand is this is an incumbent Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
This is not the Donald Trump who had a quarter of the money of Hillary Clinton. This is a Donald Trump that's going to have more money than his opponent.
Mm-hmm.
This is a Donald Trump who's a tried and tested communicator whose speech making has improved.
Right.
His communication skills have gone up. His accomplishments.
He has a proven track record.
There's a long, there's a great track record. I can't imagine that in the confines of the Democrat Party that they're saying, oh, this guy's easy to beat. They know, like Al Green let it out, they know that he's very tough to beat. And as a matter of fact, they have no ideas. They have no programs. They just have this craziness.
Mm-hmm.
But what are they doing? It's the only thing they feel that desperately that they can do is impeachment, impeachment, impeachment.
Yeah, the message is worse than Hillary Clinton. Clinton didn't even have much of a message, but the message that they're putting up here right now is out with capitalism, in with socialism.
That's funny you mentioned Hillary, because she's supposedly, rumors are, she's on the verge of making a comeback and jumping in. She's going on.
Put me in, coach. Put me in. Give me one more shot.
She's forming an infrastructure. She's forming the infrastructure for a run. And it just may happen, you know, some poor person is in the hospital in a coma. They might wake up. Hillary Clinton's still running?
Oh, my gosh. It is the attack of the body snatchers. Oh, Lord have mercy. Yeah, I mean, this is absolute. But that, again, speaks of the desperation of the Democratic Party and how lost they are. James, they're heading for an abyss. We've seen this. Get ready. They're going to crash and burn. And it's going to take them a while to reconstruct because they're all in on this socialism platform. And, you know, you think it was earth-shattering for them in 2016. Maybe they're going to hear the voters once and for all say, really, can you hear me now?
Yeah. Yes, maybe. I suspect that the polls cannot possibly measure the support of President Trump because people are reluctant to participate in polls who support Trump. They've seen Trump supporters get beaten on. They saw the Antifa thugs in Minnesota burning the MAGA hats and blocking the roads and attacking people. The polls are going to be distorted anyway.
Right.
But the media tries their best to distort it with their agenda. Fox News' polling company got caught oversampling Democrats in an impeachment poll, and the polls have been roundly dismissed from all quarters.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really a shame that it has the branding of Fox News, a poll like that.
James Hurston, New York Times best-selling author, media analyst, and legal professor right here on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, James. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you. Take care.
Are you prepared for the upcoming season? Get immune support you can really count on. Quantum Nutrition Labs has three key players for optimal immune support on special. One-of-a-kind, all-natural, vegan vitamin D3 and K2. Garlic Complex with its high, concentrated amounts of allicin. And all-natural, plant-sourced vitamin C. Buy two bottles, get the third one free. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's qnlabs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
12 Democrats who want to win the White House on a stage in Ohio for a debate last night. Here's a clash between Beto O'Rourke and Pete Buttigieg on gun control.
Listening to my fellow Americans, to those moms who demand action, to those students who march for our lives, who in fact came up with this extraordinary bold peace plan that calls for mandatory buybacks, let's follow their inspiration and lead and not be limited by the polls.
Mayor Buttigieg?
The problem isn't the polls, the problem is the policy. And I don't need lessons from you on courage, political or personal. Everyone on this stage is determined to get something done.
Vice President Mike Pence and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo are now on their way to Turkey, hoping to negotiate a break in the fighting between Turkish forces and Kurds in northern Syria. However, Turkey's vice president has just said there will be no ceasefire. And this is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
America, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you know where to go, BillMartinezLive.com. That is the place. And if you're so inclined, we always love to hear from you. You can drop me an email, Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Hey, the question right now is, are you Red Cross ready? Okay, the American Red Cross is here to provide tips on how to prepare ahead of an emergency. And they're going to be talking live on site from the American Cross.
Bill Martinez Live.
The America, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, check it out, BillMartinezLive.com. Hey, let's talk about cybersecurity. After all, it is the month for cybersecurity. And while hackers work all year round to find new ways to target consumers and businesses with cyber attacks, as I mentioned, this month is the start of National Cybersecurity Awareness Month, an opportunity to discuss the major trends in cybersecurity and provide the public with tips to keep important data safe and secure online. It's also an opportunity to highlight a new and growing cybersecurity threat sweeping the country. With a recent spike in city ransomware attack cases, cities have quickly become an easy target for hackers. This summer, these attacks reached new heights as cities in Massachusetts, New York, Florida, and Texas fell victim to cyber criminals, resulting in more than 70 incidents being reported in 2019 so far. So, you know, the question is, why are hackers targeting cities with ransomware? Well, here with some answers, and to tell us what we can do to protect ourselves is Wendy Whitmore. Wendy is the cybersecurity expert, vice president of X-Force Threat Intelligence with IBM Security. Wendy, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Bill, thank you. It's
to be here today.
Well, I'll tell you, a lot has been happening. I mean, the one thing about cybersecurity, we just like everything, updating our computer to make sure that it's protected against all these viruses, everything's got to be updated, and we've got to be on top of the current threats, right?
Absolutely. So, you know, we've got some interesting things going on, Bill. You know, I've spent nearly the last 2 decades responding to attacks, some of the largest breaches in the world. And the thing that's kind of unique about these ransomware attacks, and in particular with cities, is that while the attacks might be, you know, some variant of a previous attack we've seen, the response is different because the victims have a perception that they can perhaps have an option. And what I mean by that is that maybe they have an option to pay a ransom or to fix the problem. And the reality is that these attacks are becoming incredibly prevalent and that you don't really, that's created a false perception, right? If you pay the ransom, you actually still need to fix the root of the problem, right? And when we look at that problem, what are we looking at? 1,500 ransomware attacks reported last year, over 70 cities just in 2019 that have been hit by these types of attacks. So it's certainly becoming a more serious problem.
And the range of prices that maybe some of these cities are paying out, I mean, I've heard as much as $100,000. I mean, is that true?
You know, Bill, some cities have paid a lot more than that. So we're seeing anything that ranges from, you know, $10,000 upwards of into the hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Wow.
When we look at the cost for 2019 alone, we're looking at an estimated $186 million that's likely going to be paid out in these attacks. And, you know, what that means is real impact to taxpayers, right?
Exactly.
Much of that is actually, you know, funded by tax dollars.
Mm-hmm. So why did cities, you know, why are they being targeted?
Cities are a perfect target, actually, for these type of ransomware attacks, and that's because of the fact that they're a soft target. Mm-hmm. What I mean by that is that they typically have a large attack surface, and that's because of their distributed networks. So the police department, for example, has usually a very different network than the fire department has or the utility department, yet the city is responsible for managing all of those. So it becomes really difficult for them to have enough visibility into those, and you couple that with the lack of funding that cities typically deal with, right? We look at nearly half of U.S. states actually don't have a cybersecurity budget, right? Yet they all have a fire department or a police station, and ultimately I think we want to start encouraging cities and government organizations to look at funding their cybersecurity departments the same way, you know, as an emergency crisis response type of situation.
Yeah, Wendy, what you're explaining here is that, boy, this is a whole other infrastructure that needs to be considered when, you know, you're looking at the, you know, ransomware threats and cybersecurity, right?
Right. I mean, it's another domain, if you will, right, that we need to be able to protect. And within that domain is a lot of sensitive information. It's not only, you know, taxpayers' information, maybe their personally identifiable information, but if you take a police department offline and you can't do 911 dispatch, that has real impact on human life. And the reality is that cybersecurity now has that type of impact. And so really encouraging cities to prepare effectively for these type of attacks.
Now, Wendy, I understand that IBM conducted a survey of taxpayers that explores taxpayers' point of view on ransomware in the wake of these growing attacks against the cities. The survey conducted by Morning Consult on behalf of IBM. Break it down. What did that survey tell us?
Yeah, Bill, we had some interesting findings from this survey of taxpayers. So the majority of them, 80%, realized that ransomware is a problem. They were aware of the type of attack, and they were aware that cities at some point were being extorted to pay ransoms. So from that, we saw that 60% of the public does not want their tax dollars going to paying ransom. They actually want it going to solving the problem, right, which is how do we secure these environments more effectively. So all in all, we see that taxpayers have a pretty strong understanding of these types of attacks and the risk associated with them. And ultimately, much of those people surveyed actually want things like federal government funding to help secure their cities and to make sure that we've got, effective protection in place.
Mm-hmm. Well, you say also that there's this wait-and-see attitude. I mean, that's interesting. But I guess it all, you know, is part and parcel of this this idea that, you know, individual taxpayers believe that it's not their problem necessarily. Is that fair?
Well, you know, I think there's consensus that the federal government should have more involvement in helping cities defend against these types of attacks, and ultimately looking at how we kind of shift the dialogue from, you know, the cybersecurity problem, which where there's a huge skills shortage, right, in the industry. We really need those skills to be available at the city level so that they can more effectively limit the impact of these attacks.
And again, you said just, or this report said, just under half of responding citizens believe protecting cities from ransomware is the federal government's job. So let's see how that plays out. And what do you hear from the federal government on this issue? Are they taking up the mantle? Are they taking the responsibility here?
Well, you know, I think moving forward, we probably start shifting the dialogue, right, to something where it's a crisis response type of situation, like there's federal funding for FEMA in the wake of natural disasters. And I think ultimately we start looking to move towards that, right? But in the interim, there's certainly things that cities can be doing to more effectively prepare for these. Those are things like having an incident response plan and testing it, making sure that they have their most sensitive and critical data backed up offline. The reality is a ransomware attack is not successful if you have access to the data still, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you can simply restore the data and get access to it. And then lastly, making sure we're doing things like patching our systems continuously so that they're not as vulnerable to these types of attacks.
Well, we're talking with Wendy Whitmore, one of the top global experts on cybersecurity incident response, helping some of the largest companies in the world effectively respond to and recover from major cybersecurity attacks. Wendy, basically what you're saying is that we all have responsibility here, right? I mean, even, you know, it comes down to the individual. And what I'm hearing you say is it is about preparation and anticipation, because it seems these cyber attacks are so prevalent that nobody's immune from them.
You know, unfortunately, Bill, that is the case, right? These attacks continue. We saw last year 1,500 different ransomware attacks just in the U.S. alone, right? So there's things that in particular cities can do, things like sharing information. I think the city of Los Angeles is a great example with that, where they've partnered with IBM to do a threat sharing platform that they actually allow citizens to upload data like malware or suspicious emails that will allow them to share information that we can start making everyone more safer and more secure by sharing this type of data. And that's ultimately going to have an impact in terms of making these attacks less successful moving forward.
What about key tips for consumers?
You know, key tips for consumers, right? I get asked this question all the time, and it's so difficult because of the fact that, you know, the reality is all of our systems are online. Most of us have do banking online or have social media accounts. And so some things that we can do are making sure that you have two-factor authentication implemented on each of those accounts, right? So if you're going to a personal a banking site on your phone, on your laptop, for example, make sure that you've got multi-factor authentication enabled. Most of these sites and applications will offer that now. And then also, you know,
people first hear about MediShare, they have questions.
Some good ones, like, what is it?
Well, MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's not health insurance. It's a different way of doing things, which leads us to this question. Why do so many become MediShare members? Two big reasons. They save a lot. The typical family saves $500 a month, and they feel great about it. With MediShare, you aren't forced to pay for things you don't believe in. Find out more. 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40.
This report is sponsored by Bank of America. According to a Bank of America survey, women entrepreneurs are poised to end 2019 on a high note, with 84% anticipating year-over-year revenue growth. Future revenue projections and expansion plans have reached four-year highs and are stronger among women business owners than their male counterparts. Bank of America executive Sharon Miller shares her perspectives on the research.
Women business owners see a bright future for their businesses, anticipating revenue growth and expansion opportunities in the year ahead. However, there is still work to be done, as many say work-life balance, access to capital, and pay equality remain issues. They identified having more women in powerful positions of influence as a factor that could help pave the way for the next generation of women entrepreneurs. At Bank of America, we intend to do our part by providing the opportunities and resources women need to help launch and grow their businesses.
For more information about the Bank of America Women Business Owner Spotlight, visit bankofamerica.com.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers. Veterans tip of the day. Did you get a flu shot last year? If you answered no, you don't have an excuse this year. The VA and Walgreens have teamed up to make flu shots free for veterans. Here's your veterans tip of the day. Protect yourself by getting a flu shot at Walgreens for free. Protect yourself. Get a flu shot. Last year, 80,000 Americans died from flu. The life you saved just might be your own. This is Dan Perkins with your songs and stories for soldiers. Veterans tip of the day.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Ben Martinez.
His reputation is expanding faster than the universe. He once had an awkward moment just to see how it feels. He lives vicariously through himself. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Phil Martinez live.
Here. We're back with the America 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I think we're still connected here, are we? Yeah. For some reason, Brad, I'm not getting connection. Help me out here. Are you still here? Okay. I just wanted to double check here with you because I do have a number that I'm texting. Don't mind me, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just kind of, we're doing a live show here and, you know, sometimes, you know, things happen. Okay, we do have them. All right. Well, we were trying to scramble here to get Jefferson Moore, who is an actor, writer, and producer. And we're going to be talking about his new documentary, which he directed. And, of course, we talked with Janine Stang a while ago. She is the national anthem girl. And the man who's responsible for all this is Jefferson Moore. Jefferson, welcome to the show. How are you doing?
Good morning, Bill. I'm doing great.
Hey, I apologize for a little bit of the awkwardness here as we were trying to make sure that we were getting connected. We had such a great time talking with Janine as she was laying out her vision for the National Anthem Girl. And, of course, now here we get to talk to you about the documentary, which is just coming out.
Yeah, we're really excited about it. We've gotten a lot of great feedback from so many different people from so many different walks of life that we're just walking on cloud nine right now. We had no idea it was going to be received this well.
Something special about the national anthem, isn't it?
It really is, and we thought the timing was right. We've done a dozen films, our company, and we've never just thrown a movie on the pile, so to say. We always want to fill a need, and we really saw that need, and it really coincided with Janine, with what she did back in 2014. We heard about her story. The national anthem, I think it is something we had to be reminded about.
Right.
Because I think it's gotten into being very ceremonial and, you know, and also somewhat ignored, to be totally honest with you, you know, until Colin Kaepernick helped everybody out.
Yeah. Well, it gets to be a little bit like wallpaper. You know, it's always there, and you're just kind of used to hearing it, and you just walk by it. But, you know, I find it quite interesting. You say this was the perfect time for it. And you mentioned, you know, Kaepernick and all the controversy that has risen up, you know, regarding, you know, the sentiment towards patriotism. And, you know, and I think it's good to be reminded. I think that maybe we've lost a little bit of sight of that. And to see this documentary, to be touched by it, it, you know, there's just, again, there's just something, you know, very special about the national anthem because it's our story, isn't it?
It really is, and it's something, and again, you know, our documentary, I mentioned Colin Kaepernick as a joke, the documentary is so non-political. It doesn't take a side because the national anthem is not supposed to take a side. It is for all of us on both sides of the aisle, liberal, conservative, all races, all colors, and that's what I think, you know, for it to be used as a weapon across the aisles, that was just wrong, you know, for that whole thing to start. So our documentary says, okay, let's slow down, let's back up. You know, here's what this song means. Here's why it was written. Here's who it represents. And that's all of you.
Exactly. Well, you know, we've said often on this show, and you'll appreciate this, Jefferson, is that, you know, one of our mottos is E Pluribus Unum. You know, and from the many is one. But we have to make sure that we're focused on what the one is. What is the one thing that we can all agree on that brings these disparate parts together? And realizes something that in the history of man has never been realized before. A country, an idea, you know, a concept that our founding fathers put together and we have defended to our deaths over all these 240 plus years.
Right, and that's what we kind of wanted to get back, and that was at the heart of this person that we discovered back in 2014 that was on this journey to sing the national anthem in all 50 states. She embodied that sentiment so well because here was a girl who could do anything. She could sing, she could act, she could be a spokesmodel, but she was out there beating the streets, looking for venues in all 50 states to sing the national anthem and to remind people, you know, and to have these conversations about, hey, we're all in this together, okay? And here's where we're going to start. We're going to sing a song together for 90 seconds. It doesn't matter who we voted for or which team we even want to win right now. For this 90 seconds, you know, we're always one. Now, let's take it from there. And we just love that about her.
Right. And as you said, it refocuses what, you know, what America is all about, you know, a pride, if I might say, for patriotism. And here it is, you know, what Janine ignited. I mean, this has kind of become a ministry for her. Let's talk a little bit, Jefferson, about the, you know, the different venues, because it wasn't, you know, I mean, she ran the whole gamut in all 50 states, as we can imagine.
Once we got into it, now we met her when she was about midway through. She was at that state 20, 23, 27, something like that. So when we met her and started a friendship, really, we didn't know we were going to wind up doing telling her story, but at that time we were following her. She still had to come to our home state of Kentucky, which is where we met in person, and did some filming. But I just always figured, you know, from seeing her, I saw her on, you know, a national news program, so I thought, well, she's probably got an entourage, you know, she's going to ride up in a limo and all the cameras going to... No, I mean, she gets off a plane, pulling her own luggage, you know, paying her own way again. And she was, at the time, she was still trying to hold down a full-time job in Los Angeles while she was doing this. But the venues, it's like, oh, yeah, well, she sang, you know, she sang for the Cincinnati Reds and the Mets. I thought, well, that's pretty classy. She's probably been to the Staples Center, which she had. But then I find out, well, no, she sang at a car show in Indiana, and she sang, you know, in Maryville, Missouri at what appeared to be a hoedown. Mm-hmm. And so she had the glam of, you know, thousands of people in the stands, but she also, you know, she was singing at a golf tournament. There probably maybe 40 people there. But, you know, they were all important to her. And she said, you know, she told us later on, she said, you know, I'm seeing the real America. You're not going to see that, you know, from the big spotlight every time. Sometimes you're going to see it, you know, at a golf tournament, you know, or a pool tournament. So that's what we loved about it. She just was all over the these venues.
Mm-hmm. And what did that do for you? I mean, as you are putting this, like you say, you met up with her midway through this goal of singing the national anthem in all 50 states. So did she already have some footage of previous events so that you could incorporate in the documentary, or did you have to go back and
make sure? When we met, sorry to interrupt you, Bill. Most of the footage she had acquired up until the point when we met her was iPhone footage. Every now and then she'd have something from a local television stage, but usually, and you know, God love her, she would, before she would go out and sing, she would find some person in the crowd or whatnot, or hand them the phone and say, "Here, will you hold this on me while I sing, just so I have a record of it?" So, you know, we're going through this great HD footage from, you know, Fox Sports, but we're also working with, you know, iPhone footage that some shaky guy in Nebraska is holding on her. So, you know, that was a little bit of a labor, but you know, it was a labor of love. But it really spoke to her heart that it really wasn't about her, and it wasn't about having the flashiest camera. You know, I just can't say enough about her humble spirit and attitude that we wanted to bring forth in this documentary.
Well, and here, as you say, you catch it. You're following her. There is something rather compelling and probably predictive that you guys needed to be involved in this. And here you finally link up. So how did that come about?
I tell you what, when she came to our home state, Kentucky was 47. You know, we've been going back and forth and kind of following her after she was in the 20s. She came to Kentucky for state number 47, and I said, you know, we're a production company. So I said, if you want, I'll bring a couple of nice cameras down. We'll cover your visit. Well, we wound up picking her up at the airport and spending the next 2 days with her. So let's just keep filming. Let's just keep filming, because she was just so engaging. But at the same time, the three of us, she, my wife, Kelly, who's a producer, and myself, we really hit it off. We really had this synergy. So she said, you know, why don't you guys come to some of the last few states? And I said, oh, we'd love to. And then after she finished, you know, we stayed in touch, of course, because we felt like we were family at that point. 2 years had passed, and I got back in touch, and I said, Janine, what's happened with your story? Because she had gone on to motivational speaking and doing corporate events with the military. And I said, what's going on with your story? And she said, well, really nothing. And she's so humble. She said, oh, really nothing. I thought about writing a book, but I got busy. And I said, Janine, we need to document all this. And she said, well, who would want to do it? I said, give us a try. You know, we know you, we know your heart, we think you trust us. And she, you know, after some convincing, again, she's very humble. She said, well, who's going to want to hear this? I said, Janine, everybody needs to hear this. This is not about you. This is about our country.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So now here it is. You pull it all together and let people know how they can see Anthem Girl doc themselves, the documentary.
Okay. Well, listen, we're rolling it out in every direction we can, because we want everybody to see this documentary. It's a feel-good documentary. Usually that doesn't occur. Usually a documentary is about some tragedy or injustice. This is a feel-good documentary. We want as many people to see it as possible. So it is streaming on Amazon Prime. Of course, it's called National Anthem Girl. But also, you can go to a website. If you don't have Amazon Prime, you can go to AnthemGirlDoc. That's D-O-C, AnthemGirlDoc.com. And you can find out all the other different ways that you can watch it. And next month, we are making our cable television debut with it. Very excited.
Yeah,
so there'll be more about that as well. So you can check us out on Facebook or our website.
Well, Jefferson, keep us up to date. I mean, we you know, like I said, we talked with Janine earlier in the year, and what a great story, and the fact that you were able to, you know, in your company to be part of this, to bring it to fruition. And thank God for, you know, hey, you know, bringing it out of the mothball, so to speak, even though it'd only been sitting there for a couple of years. But this is awesome. I think, you know, I agree with you. This is, it couldn't be a better time. This is what the country needs. We need a shot of patriotism, and the National Anthem Girl will definitely do it for us. Jefferson Moore, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Jefferson. Take care.
Thanks, Bill.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it.
Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is George Norris.